Learn the art of investing on MoneyWise.
A lot more people that I encounter want to be retiring earlier than what we thought our parents had as, you know, as their ideal retirement age in mind, which is sometime post the 60s or so, mostly on account of jobs that they held that required them to retire at a particular point of time. The whole word has assumed different meanings. But yes, welcome to the MoneyWise podcast. My name is Sheetal, and it is going to be an interesting conversation that we've lined up for you because, like I said, everyone needs to think about this very important aspect of life, retirement. And the expert who's joining us today is Amol Joshi, founder of Plan Rupee Investment Services, managing investor portfolios for over two decades now. And the organization has domain expertise across wealth management products like mutual funds, banking, insurance, equity broking, and so on. And Amol himself likes to be a commentator on all things that concern this area. And his views have been widely quoted across digital media. And Amol has been kind enough to join us here to help us understand the idea of retirement planning. Thank you so much, Amol, and welcome to the MoneyWise podcast. How are you?
I'm very well, Sheetal. Thank you so much for having me over to discuss this very important point centering around retirement planning.
Yes. And, you know, I want to start with a hard hitting, you know, some of these movies that we watch have like a punchline, right? You know, all this like, mere paas maa hai, those kind of dialogues stay with us for decades. So Amol, when it comes to the area of retirement, is there like a hard hitting line that you like to use every now and then to remind people of why this is an important topic?
Sheetal, this is an excellent question to start off with. And there certainly is something that is very, very hard hitting. Now, I'm sure all of us have our banking app, you know, and so many people calling us for various loans. So I'm sure all of us have heard about a bike loan or a car loan or loan for wedding or even one of the most important loans like home loan, housing loan. But have you ever heard of a loan called retirement loan or loan for your old age? There isn't one. The simple reason is every loan that you take, the financial institution expects you to repay it. And in your old age, you are certainly not earning. That's why the idea of retirement, like you are right, you are not actively earning money. And that's why this is something that is very, very hard hitting. It is probably the only important area of your life or phase of your life. You'll spend 20 to 30 years in it, but there is no loan for it. Very, very hard hitting. And that really presses home the point of taking retirement planning seriously.
Yeah, it has driven that point home in my head. There is no loan for retirement. And on that note, that very, very dhasu dialogue, I should say, let us move into the first question over here. You know, we've all heard, Amol, about the idea of saving for retirement from the time that we get into our first job. It's a different matter that a lot of us don't really do this, but that's the idea of this podcast, to help people adopt, you know, good behaviors and attitudes towards saving and money. That said, at a young age, right, it is really actually quite difficult to weigh the need of the youth to explore and live in the moment, etc., against this boring wisdom or what sounds like boring wisdom of save for a rainy day, put aside for retirement. This time though, I can't even visualize in my life. I don't even know how I look when I'm, you know, in my 70s. And that urge, you know, when you open the papers, when you watch TV, the gadgets are calling your name. Mujhe khareed lo. The latest iPhone or anything, take a dream holiday to a destination. All of that here and now is more important than, say, two decades away. So anyway, some already have gotten onto that journey with mutual funds, etc. So why would you think, Amol, that people below 40 or so should focus on retirement planning?
Right. Sheetal, now we are getting really into thick of the things. Mm. Let me break up my answer into two parts. I'm going to take the first piece of what you said, boring wisdom. Mm. See, the first word is boring. Let's not focus on that. Let's focus on the second word, that is wisdom. And the wisdom is there for one good reason. And that good reason we have already discussed, there is no loan. But let's come back to your second part of the question. Why should anybody who is less than 40 should take retirement planning seriously? See, the reason is, the sooner you start, the better it is for you. Let's still sprinkle some numbers over here. Imagine for a moment that you think that 1.5 crore rupees is the kind of amount that you that I want to accumulate for my retirement. If you start at your 25 and if you want to retire by 55, So you have 30 years in your hand. A 5,000 rupee monthly SIP, and I'm glad that you brought mutual funds also into the mix during your question. A 5,000 rupee SIP over 30 years, if grows at the rate of 12% per annum, you'll be able to generate a 1.5 crore rupee corpus. Now imagine that retirement wisdom dawns upon you only when you are 40, right? What will you have to do? You will have to start a 32,000 rupee SIP to accumulate the same amount. Now ask yourself, do you think that running a 5,000 rupee SIP for 20, 30 years is a good idea and you'll be able to do that? Or running a 32,000 rupees SIP for 15 years is a good idea? I think that will shed a lot of light on why anybody below 40 years should take retirement planning seriously. Not just that. Let me also bring a second point over here. Your consumption, latest gadget or the dream holiday that you want. Retirement or these goals or these wants or desires are not substitute of each other. So it's not like if you have a Rolex, you won't have to go into retirement. And other way also is not true. You are only keeping the money aside for your future self. So I always tell people the 10,000 rupee SIP that you are going to start, you're not throwing that money out of the window. You are actually investing it for your own self. The only thing is, instead of your bank account, instead of your wants and desires, this money shows under your retirement corpus. Sheetal, all the numbers that we discussed, these are just for the purpose of illustration. It's not like this number will come through. But please understand, it is always a good idea to reach somewhere closer to your goal than not being able to reach your goal at all. This is not an investment advice. Take the help of a professional to plan your portfolio.
So sure. Let me come to the immediate next question. What or how does one go about creating such a retirement plan? What are the various components? What should I have in my Excel sheet? If at all an Excel sheet is good.
There are three legs of retirement planning. So identify what is your current monthly household expenses. And taking the previous example, if you are currently 25, want to retire at 55, so 30 years later, how much will that expense grow to? Now, if I do again sprinkle some numbers over here, if your current monthly household expense is 40,000, at the rate of 6% inflation per annum, 25 years later, your expenses will grow from 40,000 per month to 1.7 lakh per month. You know, again, this is the second time I must say that you will sit up and take notice that over 25 years, despite of keeping the same lifestyle, only the inflation will jack up your expenses by 4x. Okay, 40,000 becomes 170,000 per month. That's right. Number one. Now, imagine that you have to spend another 20 odd years into retirement. So imagine a life expectancy of 75 to 80 years. So 55 se leke 75 tak, you will spend 20 more years in retirement. So by doing the back calculation, I have already done some calculations for our listeners. You will need a 2.8 crore rupees corpus to sustain the same lifestyle for next 20 years. That is the second leg. First leg is identify monthly household expenses and adjust for inflation through the remaining tenure that you have to go for your retirement. Right. Second one is do the back calculation and arrive at a lump sum corpus that is required. That lump sum corpus comes to 2.8 crore as I mentioned just now. And the third leg is I have 25 years to accumulate that 2.8 crores. Just by doing a simple number crunching on any of the calculator that is available on all our smartphones, I can tell you that you only need a 17,000 rupee SIP to accumulate 2.8 crores in 25 years.
Yeah.
Is that very difficult?
No. Okay.
You're listening to MoneyWise, successful investment ideas that create wealth. Did you know?
According to a 2023 survey on retirement, one in three urban Indians is concerned about savings depleting within 5 years of retirement. And two out of five individuals have not yet started investing for retirement. Millennials are better prepared for retirement than other age brackets, with a retirement index of 48 points.
Personal finance simplified, only on MoneyWise.
You know, there's this other phrase, Amol, you know, life happens. And sometimes life happens in a very nice, predictable, comfortable way. Naya ghar, nayi gaadi, nayi missus, that sort of a thing. But sometimes life does have a way of happening in a not very comfortable manner, has a way of throwing lemons at you. You might have had a difficult childhood, or there's someone out there who might have had debts or loans from earlier generations also to be repaid, and therefore may have landed a, you know, stable, well-paying job only later in life, and therefore is able to only start on this planet learning journey much later than most others. Is it simply just too late for them to start?
Sheetal, let me make this point very, very strongly that it is never too late to start. Why so? 10 or 15 years back, you did not have a GPS, right? But you still went from one place to another. How did you do it? You planned it. You probably asked people who are old enough who have traveled to that place. And you probably also asked during the part of your journey. People, complete unknown strangers, you ask them how to reach so-and-so spot. Now that you have a GPS, now you do not go unplanned anywhere. Similarly, because of difficult childhood or any loans that you had to prepay in initial 5 or 10 years, now you think that you are middle-aged, maybe, you know, not really 25, but 35 or 40. Any kind of plan that you will do today or investments are still better than zero plan or having to face retirement with zero sum assigned to that financial goal. So it is never too late, number one. Number two, now that you have taken care of the difficult aspect, you please understand that you do not want to face similar difficulties in your sunset years, right? To start saving for retirement. It is not late. Start today is my message.
Now, given the variety of options that are available among these days, what is the role? We spoke about mutual funds very briefly. I mentioned it and you mentioned it again. What is the role that these play in retirement planning? And what are some of the benefits of having this kind of an effective strategy for retirement?
First, let's talk about products as well, since you mentioned products. So see, I'm very glad that most of the youngsters, due to advice from their parents or seniors or maybe senior at the job office, most of the people still start with traditional investment plan like PPF. Why I'm saying I'm glad? Because PPF is a wonderful product. It is a tax-free, it has a tax-free nature. It has kind of government guarantee. And because it's a fixed income product, it never goes down. So you never get that shock of having to say, boss, I invested 2 lakh rupees or 1 lakh rupee, and now market is down, so my money has gone down, and you completely are put off from the idea of investing at all. So in traditional fixed income products, this doesn't happen because you don't lose money. But the downside is your money compounds at a slightly lower rate, maybe 6% in FD, 7% or thereabouts in PPF. So that is one aspect, which is traditional investment products. Now let's come to growth assets like stocks. If you are a stock picker, then all fine, you can create a shares or stocks portfolio. And equities traditionally has been seen that it's one product that certainly beats inflation over a period of time. If you're not really a stock picker, I would urge you to explore mutual funds. Let me give very quickly in one or two lines. Mutual funds are highly beneficial products, very, very flexible. You get expertise of a professional fund manager to manage your portfolio. You get diversification. You can start with as low SIP as 1,000, 5,000, or even lump sum also can be invested. There is a product, SIP everybody knows, right? So SIP is systematic investment plan. You invest small amounts of money and that money grows big over a period of time. That's the SIP. SWP is exactly ulta of this. It's the mirror image. You have a large amount of money, which is nothing but your retirement corpus, but you draw small amounts from it over long period of time. So SWP, systematic withdrawal plan, a very good tool or facility that you have in mutual funds that you can use to last your large corpus over 20 years of your retirement.
But that said, right, even with all of these strategies in place, with the thinking clear, I'm sure building this retirement corpus and even managing it turns out to be complicated for some people. You might have observed, you know, your clients grapple with this area as well and held their hand through their own individual journeys. Are there some anecdotes? Because we love stories on the MoneyWise podcast. So
sure.
One or two nice stories that we can take some lessons from. Those would be great, Amol.
So instead of calling it a retirement plan, we have started calling it financial independence or wealth creation plan or wealth creation journey. Now, wealth creation or financial dependence, it's something that makes sense to most of the people. We have seen people tiding over their job losses, people having people being able to kind of navigate a very difficult phase in their life during the COVID times, only because they had this wealth creation corpus with them. Many of my friends across different age brackets, they want to give back to the society, they want to go back to villages, teach children over there, or even do a pet rescue program, right? You will not be able to do any of this if your own financial stability in question. You'll be able to pursue all your interests and contribute to the society and your near and dear ones only if your own financial independence is taken care of.
So what I'm also hearing from this, it's good to have a dream, right? It's good to have a sapna that really you can aspire to, because that is what is going to make those years even more exciting. And that is what also is reason for you to plan for those years. But what a lovely chat over here, Amol. You've made us think about retirement planning as a here and now thing and not something that we need to revisit only when we are in our late 40s or 50s, just inching towards those critical years. It's been brilliant chatting with you. Any last words of advice for our listeners before you wrap up?
Sheetal, thank you so much. I like talking about this topic. It's very close to my heart. We plan for our own clients. The last word that I would say is, if you are not started already, start today. Review on annual basis. Things will fall in place.
You're listening to MoneyWise, brought to you by Bandhan Mutual Fund. Check out the rest of our series for more insights on investment and personal finance. Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.